Welcome to So Ordered. This is the introductory episode to explain what this podcast is, how it is made, and what to expect. Let's start with what drove the creation of So Ordered. The United States Supreme Court releases dozens of written opinions every year, and these opinions shape American law in profound ways. Oral arguments before the court are recorded and made freely available, but the court does not release audio recordings of the justices reading their final opinions. If you want to consume an opinion, you have to read it. That leaves a real accessibility gap. Long Supreme Court opinions can run 60 pages or more. Many people who would benefit from hearing what the court actually said, in the court's actual words, never make it through the printed text. Lawyers, students, journalists, voters, and anyone curious about the law deserve an audio option. That is why this podcast exists. The plan is to produce audio readings of each majority opinion throughout the term. So Ordered reads the court's actual published opinion, lightly adapted for spoken delivery. Here is an example of an adaption that is made. Citations to specific page numbers and volumes are simplified or omitted because numerical citations do not translate well to audio. However, even with these adaptations, the overall substance is the court's. Let's get the big disclosure out of the way. To make this audio option possible, every voice you hear on this podcast, including the one speaking to you right now, is generated by artificial intelligence. Before going any further, there needs to be complete transparency about that. No human narrates the intro, and no human reads the opinion. All the voices are synthesized by an open-source AI model from short reference recordings. I also want to pause quickly and level set on the quality. I am a one-person shop putting this together on my own time, and each episode takes hours of manual work and hours of compute time to produce. I have several layers of quality control built into the process, and I do my best to eliminate glitches and ensure no substantive changes are made when adapting the opinion for audio. Even so, some mistakes will get through. Please extend a little grace if you hear glitches or catch mistakes. This is all coming from a good place. Let's get into the detail about how the episodes are actually made. Each opinion is read in a voice synthesized to resemble the actual authoring justice. So Ordered does this by feeding a short clip of that justice's voice taken from a publicly available oral argument into the AI model. The model then generates the reading using that voice as a reference. You will hear something that resembles Justice Alito, or Justice Sotomayor, or whichever justice wrote the opinion. As a podcast, So Ordered will attempt to be very clear that the reading is not a recording of the justice. Every aspect of the reading, including tone, inflection, pacing, and emphasis, is produced by the AI model based on the written text alone. The model does not know what the justice meant to emphasize, or where the justice would have paused, or which words the justice would have stressed. All of that is the machine guessing, based on patterns in language and on the brief reference clip. So if it sounds like the reading is making a particular argument with particular feeling, please remember that a justice did not put that feeling there. The AI did. Finally, let's close out with some practical notes before wrapping up. Be prepared. Episodes can be long. A Supreme Court majority opinion, read aloud at a deliberate pace, can run over an hour. Expect some long episodes because So Ordered does not abridge. The AI model is not perfect. As mentioned, you will occasionally hear small audio glitches, awkward pauses, or words pronounced strangely. I try to catch most of these in review, but some get through. I will be continuously refining the process to reduce them. If a glitch makes a particular passage unclear, please consult the original opinion at supremecourt.gov. This is a personal, free, non-commercial project. There is no advertising, there is no paywall, there is no political angle. The goal is access to the court's words, in the court's order, in something approximating the court's voice. I know we covered it, but one last word about transparency. So ordered episodes will always contain a disclosure in the intro section about the use of AI-generated voices. This repetition may be annoying to some, but it is important to me. I never want to hide or deceive anyone about what I am doing, and I will never present these readings as if a real human or a real justice made them. I am publishing this in the spirit of open access to public information, and I think being honest about how that information is being delivered is a core part of that. Well, that's it. That is the whole project boiled down to a couple of minutes of explainer. Hopefully you stick with So Ordered as an endeavor to make audio of SCOTUS opinions freely available. The first regular episode will follow shortly. Thank you for listening.